1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Disorder in the court as a white supremacist gets prison time for killing 10 black people in Buffalo.
There was chaos in the courtroom when white supremacist Peyton Gendron was rushed by a man in the audience. The 19-year-old addressed the court after emotional testimony from relatives of the 10 black people he killed in a Buffalo, New York grocery store last May.
I did a terrible thing that day. I shot and killed people because they were black. Looking back now, I can't believe I actually did it.
Gendron was sentenced to life in prison without parole. He pleaded guilty last fall. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
In Michigan, students are being remembered following a campus rampage. WWJ's Charlie Langton is in East Lansing.
The focus turns to the victims of Monday's shooting at Michigan State University.
Take this time tonight and the days to follow to share your stories.
Vigils continue for the three students shot on campus and hope for five others still in critical condition.
The FAA is getting grilled by senators now on how it's handled redundancies with its air traffic control system. Acting Administrator Billy Nolen tells Texas Senator Ted Cruz they're working on modernizing it.
Why has it taken 10 years and why is it still not done?
That it does take a while. This system is just one of thousands of systems that comprise how we communicate.
Problems are causing nationwide ground stop last month and at least two near plane crashes at major airports. As Ukraine's war with Russia rages on, some Ukrainian soldiers are turning to fertility clinics to freeze their sperm in case they don't make it back. CBS's Tina Krause has that story.
Vitaly Kronyuk is on a brief break from the battlefield in Ukraine, long enough to marry his sweetheart Anna at a ceremony in Kyiv, and to make one more stop at a fertility clinic in the capital to freeze his sperm before he heads back to war. The 29-year-old says when he was out in the trenches being shot at, he realized he'd regret never having a child.
Clinics in Kyiv are waiving the cost of treatment. Tesla says it's making its charging stations available to all electric vehicles by the end of the year. That frees up another 7,500 chargers nationwide. And Kansas City is riding a red wave today as it celebrates the Chiefs' big Super Bowl win. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
3 days after this,
Kansas City Chiefs have won Super Bowl 57.
The kings of pro football are being celebrated by their hometown fans. A parade through the streets of downtown Kansas City. And that's being followed by a rally.
The biggest crowd I've ever performed in front of. In the whole history of my career, man.
The Chiefs have been in three of the last four Super Bowls and have now won two of them.
About a million people celebrated the Chiefs back in 2020. And a bigger crowd's expected today. This is CBS.
Yeah, I'm so stressed. It's a brand new year and our business is busier than ever.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 35 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Starts at $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Visit Ooma.com. That's OOMA.com to learn more. Ooma. Smart communications for the smarter business.
This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now during Staples Sit-a-thon, select chairs are up to 50% off, like the Union and Scale Essentials Mesh Back Task Chair. Now just $89.99 at Staples. You save $90. Plus get two 2-ounce bottles of Purell hand sanitizer, free with the Staples Connect app. So take a seat or two right now at Staples, the working, learning, and saving store. Ends 2/18. In-store only. Purell limit 2 while supplies last.
A wiener ripoff.
The love for an animal is very special. They are your secret keeper, your sock finder, and your movie night watcher. Life simply wouldn't be the same without them. This week's Pet of the Week is brought to you by Love, Inc. in Wisconsin Rapids and the Southwood County Humane Society. Love, Inc., helping churches help people through Christ.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, February 16th. The North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board CEO meeting will take place at 9:30 a.m. at the Marathon Job Center Birch Room in Wausau. The Wisconsin Rapids Housing Authority Resident Advisory Board will meet at 1 p.m. in the community room of the Huntington House Apartments in Wisconsin Rapids. The Portage County Transportation Coordinating Committee meeting will take place at 1 p.m. at 2700 Week Street in Stevens Point. The Portage County Groundwater Citizens Advisory Committee will meet at 7 p.m. at the Portage County Annex Building in Conference Room 5. The Wisconsin Rapids School District will hold the Grant Elementary School Open House event on Thursday from 5 to 6:30 p.m. School board members are invited to attend to celebrate the completion of the 2021 referendum project updates at the school. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast tonight with lows around 21. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 25. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Lows level off around 7 above. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. Bright sunshine expected Friday with daytime highs approaching 26. 40 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
One day it's bone-chilling cold, the next the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties. bodies ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub Latte Matcha Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Latte Matcha Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
In a way, legally, that he didn't have to report it disclosed to the Securities Exchange Commission, the SEC. Now, I'm not going to get into all the legal aspects of that, but that is an attempt, a successful attempt, to avoid disclosure. The press got wind of it, but if they hadn't gotten wind of it, no one would know about it. And even so, the particulars of it do not have to be disclosed. Here are a couple of other facts. The Saudis, while Trump was president, now remember something. Remember there were calls for Trump to put his wealth in a blind trust, which is what presidents do, and he refused. And a lot of people said, well, unless you sell these hotels, how do you put them in a blind trust? You know they're there, and everybody knows you own them. The Saudis, during Trump's presidency, would rent rooms by the floor, many floors full of rooms in his hotel. And these rooms went, you know, for $700 a night, I should say, $1,500 a night, $5,000 a night, $600 a night, and they never used them. They did not ask for keys. Nobody went in them. That is a bribe. When you have an asset and somebody says, I want to, quote, rent it, end quote, it gives you a lot of money and then never shows up to claim it. They didn't rent it. That's a bribe. The next fact. Trump hotels are part of a $4 billion golf resort in Oman, O-M-A-N, Middle Eastern country, that is being built by a Saudi real estate company controlled by Chainsaw Charlie. So Trump is being given the preference to build this hotel. Another fact. You've heard of the Saudi Live Leave Golf Tournament, LIV, and there's a lot of dissension. You know, Phil Mickelson signed up for it. Rory McIlroy won't. They just fight like heck. People don't want to be associated with Chainsaw Charlie, with what the terrorism, really, that Saudi Arabia, Wahhabi terrorism, is exporting to Europe and the United States. A lot of those tournaments are being held at Trump courses. Now, you put all this together. Let's say that it was Barack Obama that had done this. Let's just say. Let's say Barack Obama had a son-in-law. Do you think the Republicans would investigate that individual? You think they'd investigate Barack Obama? In a heartbeat, they would. Here, what they're doing is supposedly investigating the, quote, Biden crime family. There is a crime family. It's the Trump crime family. And let me tell you something else. The word crime family is a very unfortunate slip of the tongue by the Republicans. Why do I say that? Because Kevin McCarthy, in trying to cobble together compromises in the caucus so he doesn't get recalled as speaker. Remember something, with a 5-vote majority, if 6 people vote against him for speaker, he's out. So he placates everybody and tickles them under the chin of the turkey feather and sucks up to him. And he publicly says to the media, I am meeting with the 5 families. The 5 families. Meaning, you have your nut jobs on the extreme, Gates and Boebert. Almost as extreme, but a little different. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she fought with Boebert. Then you have this guy Bacon from Nebraska, more moderate. And there's 2 other factions. Now, when you are calling your own people families, and you are the party that represents a real crime family, which is Donald Trump, and Jared Kushner, takes a lot of chutzpah to say that you're going to investigate the Biden crime family. And by the way, the definition of chutzpah classically was guy who murders his parents and then pleads for clemency from the judge because he's an orphan. And that's something that Trump would do. And this is what is going on. You will see wall-to-wall investigations of everything having to do with Biden for the next 2 years. Do not be fooled by them. You will not see wall-to-wall investigations or any investigations of Jared Kushner, Donald Trump, Saudi Arabia, Chainsaw Charlie. I mean, let me tell you something else. Chainsaw Charlie. Chainsaw Charlie, all right, he murdered Jamal Khashoggi. Saudi military cadets being trained by us in Florida 5 years ago, 2018, 2019 time period, maybe 4 years ago, murdered American sailors in the classroom. There are no metal detectors on the base. These guys, jihadists, they went in and they pulled pistols and they shot and killed sailors. And the guys that did it, the handful, of course, were arrested. The rest were permitted to return to Saudi Arabia. And then it turned out on previous weekends, they've been in New York scouting out terror targets. Saudi Arabia is a terror state. We should not be training any of their people here. We need to train them. Let's train them in Africa or Asia and give combat pay to the instructors that go up in the airplanes with them. And we're treating all this as normal. We're treating all this as normal. That this guy gave $2 billion to Jared Kushner, who spent a lot of time in Saudi Arabia. No one knows at all what he was talking about. No one knows at all what he agreed to. But he built relationships, very, very profitable relationships. This reminds me of the Benghazi hearings against Hillary. Remember that? They went on forever. Hillary did a great job, but it wore people down. They kept seeing Hillary Clinton at a hearing. And what's wrong? What's wrong? Well, they're trying to do the same thing now. Do not fall for it. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
This is Pat Brightlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, Make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm warning begins at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning and continues until 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. Cloudy tonight with a low of 27. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow, high of 30. Snow likely again tomorrow night, lows around 9 above. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I'll tell you what. Little humorous thing. I think it's humorous. I don't know how humorous everybody else thinks it is. Nikki Haley announced for president today. I thought that was quite humorous, but what was really humorous, and I listened to her speech, and basically, you know what it was? It was sort of like a cheerleader giving a motivational speech trying to impress the quarterback and the principal. But one of the things she said, I could not believe this. She said that if she is president, she will have a law passed that any politician over the age of 75 is going to have a mental competency test. Now, she's doing this to take a shot at Biden and Trump. Okay. And she wasn't kidding, though. There's a lot of folks over 75 who may not think that's that funny. It reminds me, there was a governor of Colorado. This has got to be 30 years ago, who said that anybody over 80 should be encouraged to commit to do euthanasia, basically commit suicide, to relieve the burden from everybody else. The guy did not get reelected. He was a nut. But Nikki, you think that's funny? There's a lot of folks that don't think that's funny and saying that everybody, are you kidding me? Everybody? In the country who isn't all involved in politics should get a mental competency test. I don't think your candidacy is going anywhere. We're going to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Well, you've just brought up so many great points. I mean, if we're talking about a mental competency test, why don't we start with Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was urging Americans to, you know, whip their rifles in the air to shoot down that balloon that was at, 66,000 feet? Because, of course, that would have no consequence at all. We could start with her. I would like to say that, you know, once again, you've got some phrases that really nail it when you were saying we're treating this like it's all normal. Speaking of this whole thing with Kushner, you had a caller, Tom from L.A., who had a wonderful phrase. He said in terms of the Republicans, if they're spewing it, they're doing it. So when they talk about a crime family, they know very well what a crime family is all about, because they've been dealing with, up to their necks and their eyeballs with the Russians and paying off loans. They are well aware of what a crime family is all about. And in the same way that you were asking for comparisons, I would say, let's look at Obama putting Malia Obama in charge, get her security clearances, even though the intelligence agencies didn't think that she merited them. And then let's look at putting her in charge of, remember the list that Trump put his son in charge of. It was the VA, relations with China, and my personal favorite, Middle East peace. And Mr. Kushner said he was really well prepared for that because he had read 20 books, which would put me kind of in the same place as being, you know, really well prepared for it because I've read 20 books about the Mideast. But one of the things I was calling about, and this actually does weave in, is your reaction to the current situation with Vice President Pence, who has apparently been in negotiations for a long time to testify under an order of a subpoena and with the Department of Justice, and now within the last 48 hours or so, has danced out of that with the minutiae of the speech and debate clause being his fall to on this whole situation. It's I can't get it, Matt, why a person who is employed by the U.S. taxpayers and is asked to testify as a fact witness by the Department of Justice gets to dance away from a subpoena. You wouldn't be able to. I wouldn't be able to. How do they? I mean, it's not even like he's a target. He's a fact witness, and yet he's able to bail on this. Our second highest in command gets to dance away from this and engage in parsing to the nth degree to avoid testifying. It's infuriating to me. I mean, how come I would be facing incredible charges if I did this, but he gets to dance away with it? I'd be curious about your reactions to that too, Matt. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you. And I'll give them to you. And if we run into the break, I'll do it afterwards as well. You raised an excellent point.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. There's a Red Cross blood drive at the Macmillan Library on Thursday, February 16th from noon to 5 p.m. This is open to the public and will be in the library's all-purpose room. You can save up to 3 lives just by donating blood. Adults and teens 16 and over are eligible to donate. You can visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-733-2767 to make an appointment or just stop in to see if there are any openings. Face coverings are optional for donors. Love, Inc. and its partner churches present the Share the Love Now and Forever event from Stephen and Annie Chapman. This concert for couples is on Friday, February 17th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Christian Life Fellowship in Port Edwards. Tickets are $25 for two, or $40 will include dessert and coffee. In sports, the Bucks beat the Celtics in overtime last night. The Badgers beat Michigan. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast tonight with lows around 21. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Highs level off around 25. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Lows level off around 7 above. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. Bright sunshine expected Friday with daytime highs approaching 26. 40 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
The regular legal process to get a favorable ruling from the High Court's conservative majority. In sports, the Bucks beat the Celtics in overtime last night. The Badgers beat Michigan. Tonight, Marquette hosts Xavier. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Back to Matt's been direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Something happened down in Mississippi that made me think of the early 1960s. I could not believe it, but this is the legacy of what has happened ever since this right-wing Supreme Court has essentially eviscerated the Voting Rights Act, has essentially undone a lot of the civil rights legislation that was passed back then. And here's what happened. In Mississippi, under the law, municipalities, cities, for instance, elect their own judges and they elect their own prosecutors. So take Milwaukee, take Madison, for instance, take any city in this in the state. People run for judge, and we vote on them and elect them. People run for DA, we vote on them and elect them. Judges are nonpartisan. DAs, believe it or not, run on a partisan ticket, but as a practical matter, They're essentially nonpartisan. Now, in Mississippi, there is one city, Jackson, Mississippi, that's 80% African-American, 80% black, 80. State legislature, which is highly gerrymandered and Republican, state legislature just passed a law that says in that city alone, it's the only city in Mississippi alone, their judges and their prosecutors will be selected by state officials. Now, state officials, of course, are Republicans, and they do not want the African-American community voting on judges and prosecutors. If this had happened in 1962, and basically back in 1962, this kind of thing did happen. For instance, you've heard of the case of Baker v. Carr, C-A-R-R, in the U.S. Supreme Court. Back then, I think it was Alabama, but this was true of a lot of southern states. For their legislature, for instance, every county would get a state senator. So you could have a real rural county with 1,000 people in it, and they'd have a state senator. And you could have a large city with a large African-American population, and it could have hundreds of thousands of people, and they would get one state senator. And that was true, for instance, in England in the 18th century in Parliament. You would have Manchester, a large city, get, say, one member of Parliament, and then you'd get you'd even then get something like a manor house of a lord would get a member of Parliament. Well, in Baker v. Carr, the Supreme Court ruled that there had to be, they called it one man, one vote. What they meant is one person, one vote. In other words, if you can't just give one state Senate seat to a county with 1,000 people and one to a county with 700,000 people. You can't do that. And the people on the other side made a good point. They said, well, you do in the U.S. Senate. Wyoming has two senators, there's 600,000 people. California has two senators, and now it has, what, 35 million people. And the Supreme Court said, yeah, that's right. That was in the Constitution. To change that, you need a constitutional amendment, and so far, takes three-quarters of the states. Three-quarters of the states won't go for it because the smaller states like the present system. Now, that's an example of a legislature. But here, this is absolutely something that would have happened back in Mississippi in 1962. They would have said, okay, any area that has a large African-American population, we'll pick their leaders for them, their officials, their judges, their prosecutors. And otherwise, everybody else can vote on it. This is so unconstitutional from just a reading of the 14th Amendment itself, but also from the spirit and the letter of the constitutional law for the last 60 years, and yet they're doing it. Now, what's going to happen? Somebody is going to have to bring a lawsuit. Hey, Merrick Garland, how about bringing this lawsuit? Back in the early 60s, the attorneys general did bring those kinds of lawsuits. Guess who the attorney general was in the early 60s? It was Bobby Kennedy. But he wasn't alone. They all did it. And even Republican attorneys general. I remember it was Dwight Eisenhower who ordered federal troops in to integrate high school in the South. Republican Party was a lot different back then. But I can't tell you how offensive it is and how obvious it is what these guys are doing. They go, okay, in Mississippi, you are a city. You get to vote. You get to elect your own judges and prosecutors. You know the lay of the land. You know what you're like. You know what your culture is. You know what you want. But by the way, that's not true for Jackson, Mississippi. No, sir. For Jackson, Mississippi, we're going to pick them. We'll pick some real good ones. Yes, we will. We'll pick some real good ones. You know, the evisceration of the Voting Rights Act by the U.S. Supreme Court now, the six tarantulas, is not based in their jurisdiction. It's not based in history. It's not based at all in the Constitution. They've just flat out done it. They've just flat out said it. And I've told you before, in Moore v. Harper, which is pending right now in the U.S. Supreme Court, expected decision in the spring or the early summer, they will start the process in that of denying you the right to vote for president. Why do I say that? Because in Moore v. Harper, the issue is what's called the independent legislature theory. And the independent legislature theory is that under the Constitution, the legislators do control everything with regard to voting. They cannot be overruled by the U.S. Supreme Court. They cannot be overruled by a federal court, by a state court, by their own constitution, by a veto of their governor. They can do anything. But they're gerrymandered. It's commie government. It's crooked government. And the Supreme Court is going to leverage the gerrymandering, in my opinion, by saying that they control all elections. That means, I mean, I'll give you an absurd extent, except that it's not absurd extent. In Phoenix several years ago, they ruled that every county, say, would have one voting precinct, one voting location. Phoenix has millions of people, so people is going to have one voting location. And Rattlesnake, Arizona, had maybe 1,000 people, and they'd have one voting location. That's exactly like what happened in Baker v. Carr, but it didn't apply only to the legislature. It applied to all voting. That was stricken by a federal judge. That could not be stricken by a federal judge again if they reinstate it, if Moore v. Harper is decided the way I think it may, because Alito, Gorsuch, and Clarence Thomas have all signed on to this. It only takes two more. And there are three others who could sign on to it. John Roberts, Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. All it would take are two of them. My question to them and my question to the Mississippi legislature is, who the hell gave you the right to take away my right to vote for president? Who the hell gave you the right in Mississippi to take the right for me to vote for judge and to vote for prosecutor in Jackson, Mississippi, if that's where I happen to live? Now, the right wing will say, well, no, they're not going to say you can't vote for president, Matt. What they're going to say is that the legislature can decide whether you're going to vote for president or whether they're going to pick the electors. And we're confident here in Wisconsin that they would never do that. Voss wouldn't do that. Gableman wouldn't do that. LeMahieu wouldn't do that. Sure, they wouldn't do that. Sure, they wouldn't do that. Let me tell you something. Of the 50 states, about 25 of them would do it in a heartbeat, and the rest of them slowly would do it until you only would have California, New York, Illinois, maybe a few others. This is very dangerous, what's going on, and I want to draw everybody's attention to it and to make a point that most constitutional scholars don't make or don't consider. Where is the check and balance on the Supreme Court? The check and balance on the executive, which is the president, is the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court can say his executive order is unconstitutional. The check and balance on the Congress is the same thing. Where is the check and balance? Where is the check and balance on the Supreme Court when they say something, for instance, that not only does a woman not have a constitutional right to control her whole own health care, but there are states like Texas that have a $10,000 bounties for snitches. Snitch sees her car go out, thinks he knows where she's going, snitch rats on her and turns in the driver and the doctor. We do not want this. Where is the check and balance on the Supreme Court? The check and balance historically, this happened before in the 18th century. The British court couldn't be overruled, and the British king couldn't be overruled. And George Washington and Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson and James Madison and Benjamin Franklin got together, and they said, we're going to have to overrule them. And the Minutemen at Lexington Concord said, well, we're going to have to overrule them. And that's what happened. And I don't want that to happen or have to happen again. Go to the lines. Do not hang up. First of all, Paul of Monona, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Paul?
Hi, yes. So I was actually out scouting around for some lakeside property up in middle Wisconsin, and I stopped in a BP and I saw a copy of the Epoch Times. So that is published by the Falun Gong, and they are sort of a right-wing opposition, maybe, to this Chinese Communist Party. And I guess I bring this up because the enemy of my enemy is not necessarily my friend. And then 2-3 days ago, I got a complimentary printed copy of the Epoch Times in my mail. So just, that's my air compressor. So just so we know that that is something that is going around coming to a mailbox near you. It's a little distressing.
Okay, I'll respond to that after the break, Paul, because I have some information on the Falun Gong. Thank you for bringing that up, and I'll respond to it after the break. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hi, good afternoon, Matt. Nice show as always. I'll just say this quickly. Every topic almost we talk about today always gets back to fair maps. So if you want democracy and fair maps and saying things that go on in the state, we're going to have to win the Supreme Court race. And I'll just leave it at that. It's Judge Janet. And fair maps, that's what it's all about. Thanks, man.
You're right. Janet Protasiewicz. We got to vote for Gary of Sussex, my friend. We have a little time before the break. What's on your mind at Gary of Sussex?
All right. Do you believe, Matt, putting your thumb on the scale is complete justice? Because Protasiewicz already said how she's going to rule. To me, you can't do that. If I went to in the trial and I knew how the judge was, he didn't like certain people or something like that, he tells everybody he doesn't like white guys from Sweden, you know, I don't think it'd be fair. And by her going out there and seeing how she's going to rule on everything, it doesn't seem right. I mean, you're putting your thumb on the scale to go the way that you want to go. I mean, does that seem right? Yes or no?
Okay. As you stated, of course not, but that's not what she said, Gary. Let me tell you what she said. She said, I believe in a woman's right to choose. Jennifer Doro and Kelly said, we are pro-life, and I respect that. I have people in my own family that have that point of view. But you can't say that one of them prejudged it and one didn't. Neither of them said anything about how they would rule. And gerrymander, she said these maps are rigged. That's her view. And that's right. She hasn't said how she'd vote on any particular case. So, Gary, it has nothing to do with white guys from Sweden or anything else. What she has said is, quite frankly, look, I'm pro-choice, and I think we should have fair maps. So do I. And the Republicans say no. But I don't accept the premise, Gary, but please keep calling in. Thank you. Going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to pva.org to learn how you can make a difference.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, I just want to respond to the Falun Gong inquiry by Paul of Monona. And, Paul, I want to thank you for the call. We get a lot of calls on this show on a lot of topics, and I will congratulate you. That is one of the, and that is the first call I've ever gotten on the Falun Gong. To give everybody a background on it, the Falun Gong, and you may have seen their TV ads in the Milwaukee area. Maybe they have them around the state. They put on this, it's like a musical dance sequence, and they're, you know, beautiful dancers and acrobats and very colorful with silken clothing and all that. And I did go to one of these things. They don't say they're the Falun Gong. They say they, you know, some Chinese culture thing. And I was interested in it, and it was quite beautiful. But they did interject political statements in it. And Paul is exactly correct that they are opposed to the Chinese Communist Party. And as a matter of fact, they're persecuted by the Chinese Communist Party because they initially started out as kind of a Turner Halls in Germany and Switzerland, to be not quite the right analogy, but it'd be more in the lines of, you know, working out and gyms and, you know, exercise and that kind of thing. But first of all, Chinese communism extinguishes freedom. Chinese communism, and remember that that's a country with a culture that goes back 5,000 years, 3,000 BC. And for much of that time, they worshiped the emperor. If they looked at him, if you looked at him, you'd be killed. You've heard the term kowtow and tug at your forelock. If you're supposed to go in front of him, you crawled up the aisle on your belly, looking at the floor. You couldn't look up. When you got close to it, you grabbed the hair on the front of your head, hopefully you had some, and pulled on it to show submission. And he could do whatever he wanted. They worship him as God. In the 20th century, the last emperor abdicated in the early 20th century, and then you had the Chinese Civil War, and you had Mao Zedong against what was called Formosa back then, Chiang Kai-shek, now it's Taiwan. And, you know, Russia has about 1.3 billion people. Very shortly, India will overtake it. But how do you feed 1.3 billion people? How do you educate them? How do you employ them? And the Chinese have solved that by doing it with absolute authoritarianism through emperors and what are in effect communist emperors. Well, Falun Gong are not the answer. However, the Falun Gong are opposed to the Chinese communists. What is the answer is Taiwan. Taiwan, democracy and capitalism, enlightened capitalism. Tremendously productive people, but they only have, I think, 25 million people, and China has 1.3 billion. I would say this to Xi of China. You are not going to overrun China and the West. The values of the West and Taiwan will overrun you. What we need is a democratic China with enlightened capitalism, with Western values. Some Eastern values people crow about, okay. I like multiculturalism when it comes to food and music. I like food from all countries, music from all countries. I don't want to even be hearing about it in constitutions, First Amendments, that kind of thing. There's one First Amendment, their restrictions on it. They're making fun of it. I'm not putting up with. So Paul said, the enemy of my enemy is not necessarily my friend. Well, maybe, but let me tell you something. When the resistance in France and the Czechoslovakia and Poland fought the Nazis, you had Christian Democrats and communists and everybody, and they didn't fight among each other. They see a swastika in the forest, they pull the trigger. After the war, they had political disputes, and the Christian Democrats would dispute with the communists, and then the Greens came along, and this one and that one. So I look... I don't like any kind of authoritarianism, and I don't like people in a dance costume dancing around and then slipping a political signal to me. I just want to see good dancing, that's all. I want to see Rihanna at the Super Bowl halftime. I don't want to see, somebody throwing some political word at me, you see. Okay, so there you have it. Never thought I'd have a Falun Gong call before. I welcome all calls. Now, while we're at it, I don't normally talk about sports on this show. I like sports. I played three sports in high school and one in college. But I like playing. I don't like talking about it. But I got to say this about Aaron Rodgers while we have a few minutes. Aaron Rodgers has said he's going into a dark retreat. And I looked at that. There's a big article today in the Wall Street Journal about it. And a dark retreat is much more than you think. Costs about a grand for a week, $1,500. Go to one of these places and they lead you into this totally dark room. There's no light whatsoever. You have to feel around. And then they bring a tray of food twice a day and slip it through a slot. There's a toilet in there and they leave you there. And they don't like to leave you in for more than 5 days. One guy said he had to get out in 6 hours. You know, Rogers says, what, 4 days? If he lasts 4 days, that's the worst solitary confinement. I don't know what the guy's up to. I got to say this. I think it may be time to move on. I've had Packer season tickets since 1988. About a year ago, I gave them to my sister and brother-in-law. And I love going to Packer and watching Packer games. However, this guy is a philosopher from Chico. I don't need a philosopher. I need a guy that throws the football. Yeah, he can throw the football better than anybody. But the difference between him and Tom Brady is Tom Brady was enthusiastic all the time. He'd call his team before the Super Bowl in the middle of the week. We're going to win this one. We're going to win this one. What does Rodgers do when we play San Francisco a couple of years? He goes, when I was a kid, I always wanted to play for San Francisco. Well, you don't say that in front of your linemen just before you're going into the title game, for God's sake. And then the guy goes, a game with the Patriots. He goes, Belichick is the greatest coach in the league. You don't say that. Your own coach is the greatest coach in the league, Matt LaFleur. He really is. He was great. Then the guy got in a snit because of Jordan Love, and he, talked back, and he wouldn't show up. What do you think Vince Lombardi would do with that? Guy walks into his office. Vince looks at him. Guy goes, I wish I'd played for the San Francisco. I know we're going to be playing them shortly, and I think that Belichick is the best guy in the league. And by the way, and I took some peyote down in Peru or whatever. You know what Lombardi would have said? He would have picked him up and thrown him out of the damned office is what he would have done. And he would have found another quarterback. This guy, you have to have an attitude. And the problem is all of this, these shenanigans from this guy, I think demoralized the team. Anyway, I just had to say it. I had to say it as a guy with 30 year or more season tickets, time to move on. I hope Jordan loves the guy, and if he's not, so what? The new guy. Going to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn, directed back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't.
As long as there are veterans, the benevolent and protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.